So we're gonna open this Willard City Planning Commission here for Thursday, May 29th, 2025. I've asked Ruth if she'll give a prayer and Chandler will lead us in the pledge.
Oh wait, chair's already first.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this lovely weather we've had and for the good people in Willard being able to get their farms ready and orchards, and thank you for the good friends we have here. Please help us to keep this city with the atmosphere it has and keep that in mind as we go about our business. In the name of thy son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Oh, I gotta stand up.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Ruth and Chandler. Appreciate that. Do I have any general public comment from anybody in the audience that is not on the agenda? Discussion of our first item is considered and only item, let's put it that way. Consideration of request for Austin Sackett and Dragon Dynamite with Dragon Dynamite. I was thinking that was a name. With Dragon Dynamite fireworks for conditional use permit to operate storage units on property located approximately 850 North Main, 02042-0014. Maddie, what do you want to tell us about that?
So this, you guys have all of my notes, but I'll just read them for the record. Austin originally applied for this back in December, maybe last August, it was a while ago. And originally we decided that it would need to be rezoned in order to have storage units on that property. However, when we redid our table of uses, that was kind of changed, that was updated to permit storage containers on agriculture property if they did a conditional use review. So we just kept that same application and just kind of reopened it. So that's why you're now finally seeing it, why it's been around for a while. We've had everyone look at it. Our engineers looked at some of it. Colt recused himself from it since he's related to the property owner. But we have had Kevin Lloyd, he's the county fire marshal, he also looked at it. He came to our conditional use review committee meeting. He didn't have any concerns. Everyone's pretty satisfied with the conditions that we put on the permit. That's, I think, the second or third page in your packet. Mainly because the applicants are going to have to comply with ATF requirements. I'm not as familiar with those. That's something you could ask them about. I'm sure they'd be happy to answer any questions. They have the ATF requirements are pretty in depth. And so we felt like as long as they were willing to comply with those and keep up to date on those. The other conditions we listed were that if someone wanted to build on a neighboring property and it was going to be within 300 feet within those yellow circles, that they were either going to have to move their containers or reduce the amount of fireworks according to ATF standards.
And I had that question.
That was my question.
If you only take one firework out, you reduced it. Is that enough?
No. I'll let him answer that. I don't know.
I mean, well, that's my point. Yeah. Is what is do we need an amount of how much is reduced?
So the ATF has requirements and they're updated pretty much every year. Right now it's 10,000 pounds, gives us that 300 foot barrier. If it has to be smaller than that, go down to 5,000 pounds. So the weight would be cut in half to get it to like a 230 foot radius.
So do we need to put something a little more definite in? That's all I'm saying.
Can we reference the link to the ATF requirements?
We could do that.
Okay. Yeah, that was my only concern is, you know, if he took out one firework, he reduced it, so is that good?
You guys are smart here. And thank you for holding this meeting, and we apologize for our delay. We appreciate you.
It's
track for us today.
So yeah, that's something we could add to that condition, just whether it's a link to the ATF requirements, that following that guideline, like you said. The other ones were that the Willard Fire Department could do a inspection whenever they felt like it might be necessary. And the last one is just that they meet any conditions, rules, and regulations found in Willard City Code.
So my question is, what's happening with the land around these containers?
Right now, it's just being farmed. Farmland. Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is cool, because then it's not weeds.
And there are regulations.
Well, there is regulations to keep it clean around here.
You have to be.
Like a barrier or
and
something.
It said
can't get fire
300 feet or something talked about.
Okay.
Keep all the dry grass next to it.
Is that right?
Yeah, the weeds. And there is some of paintballing, I think, in that area. They've set up some little angles. I haven't seen them paintballing there yet, but related to that.
I've seen them on Facebook. Doesn't sound fun to me, but
I'd be a good target.
It's my nephew.
I wouldn't be able to get out of the way.
My nephew, and he is into that.
Yeah.
He keeps wanting me to do it, and I'm like,
we're going to try to book it for our company to do. I'm just going to watch.
they have fun, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Just, looks fun.
That was 30 years ago to me, I guess.
Anybody else have any questions or concerns? Pretty quiet down there, Chad.
No, I've looked at it. I'm good with it.
Okay.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I don't have objections. I don't have any objections.
Well, that being said, I will take a motion that we approve this conditional use permit issued to Austin Sackett with Dragon Dynamite Fireworks.
I move that we approve the conditional use permit.
Probably with the condition with that number one.
There's a reference for the requirements.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
I'll second
that. So I got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So it's approved.
Awesome. Okay. So we will, the next step, we'll add that onto the condition use permit, and then we'll just need a signature from you. And then, is there anything else we can do? Probably a long drive for an
11-minute
meeting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
We just wanted to make it worth your time.
We'll stop and get ice cream or something.
Okay. After sitting in traffic, right?
Make sure the revenue stays in Willard, though.
Yeah.
Go to Fizz.
Yes. Yeah. Go to Fizz or Flying J.
Yeah.
A lot of choices here, right? All right, I'll take a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second it.
So I got a motion and a second to adjourn it. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
I wanted these pictures because that's a lot of
pictures. That must be a record.
That is the fastest meeting I've ever been to over here.